Okay, so you know how we're always talking about like the importance of collaboration in the classroom,
Yeah.
and as CTE teachers and PBL and STEM teachers, you know, we really care about those 21st century skills.
Absolutely.
But like, let's be real for a second.
Right.
Getting students to actually work together effectively, it can be a real struggle sometimes.
It
It's
is.
kind of like herding cats, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's got their own agenda, their own level of, you know, enthusiasm for group work.
Right.
So how do we crack the code?
Yeah.
How do we create those dream teams where
Exactly.
everyone is engaged, everyone's contributing, everyone's kind of thriving in that collaborative environment?
Well, that's what we're going to dive into today.
Ooh, I like it.
And the source material
Okay.
actually highlights this really interesting tool
Okay.
called the Team Alliance Canvas.
Interesting.
Have you heard of
I
this?
have not.
Okay, so it's this visual tool
Okay.
that's designed to help student teams establish like shared values and behaviors,
Okay.
and even strategies for dealing with
Okay.
those inevitable conflicts that come up in group work.
So like a blueprint for
Yeah,
awesome teamwork. I'm
exactly. And
intrigued.
it's actually
Can I?
grounded in some
Oh,
solid educational theory.
I like it when it's not just some random idea that
Yeah,
someone came up with, you know.
exactly.
So before we get too deep into the why, I am curious about the
Okay.
what exactly IS,
Yeah.
this Team Alliance Canvas.
So picture this.
Okay.
It's a one-page visual tool,
Okay.
almost like a graphic organizer,
Okay, got it.
divided into five key
Five
sections.
key sections.
You've got values,
Okay.
behaviors, conflict resolution, feedback and accountability,
Oh,
and
yeah.
commitment.
So it's really like a space for the students to define their
Yeah.
own team culture, almost like
Exactly.
set those expectations and kind of
Yes.
plan for
Exactly.
how they're going to deal with, you know, some of those interpersonal dynamics that can sometimes
Absolutely.
derail a project.
Yes.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture,
Yeah.
but I'm a visual learner. Can we
Also,
like walk through an example,
yes.
maybe just to see how this actually plays out?
So the source material actually includes
Please don't.
sample team alliance canvas
Okay.
from a real student team.
Ooh.
And they chose focus,
Okay.
fun, and respect
Those are good ones.
as their core values, which is a great start.
Yeah.
But I think the real magic
Yeah.
is how they translate those values
Okay.
into specific observable behaviors.
Give me an example.
Okay, so for respect, they list things like listen without interrupting and give a shout out when we do what we say.
So it's taking those like big ideas like
Yeah,
respect
right.
and breaking it down into something
Exactly.
more concrete,
More actionable.
more observable. I
Absolutely.
like it.
It's much easier to kind of see
Yeah,
it.
and assess.
Yeah.
It's almost like a checklist for
Yes.
teamwork success, something
Right.
they can actually refer to and
Exactly.
even hold each other accountable to.
Yes.
And I noticed in this example, they even had a system for feedback. Like
Yes.
they were using orange sticky notes to flag items that they needed
Yeah.
input on or whatever.
It's really clever.
That's really clever.
Yeah.
That's that.
It's about creating that shared
Yeah.
language and that set of expectations
Yeah.
for how the team is going to operate.
That makes a lot of sense.
And speaking of operating effectively,
Okay.
the conflict resolution section
Okay.
is where they proactively plan.
For
There's
those like those disagreements that are bound to come up.
Absolutely. When
Yeah.
you've got people working together.
Right. So instead of letting things kind of blow up
Right.
in the heat of the moment,
Exactly.
they've already kind of got a strategy in place.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a very.
I like that proactive approach.
Yeah.
That makes a
Yeah.
lot of sense. But what about those students?
Yeah.
You know, the ones who are going to try to coast on the work of others.
Right.
Like, how does this
Yeah.
canvas address that kind of age-old challenge of uneven
Yeah.
contributions?
Well, that's where the feedback and accountability section, I think, really shines.
Okay.
Because by having those
Yeah.
specific observable behaviors,
Right.
it becomes a lot harder to hide
Right.
if you're not pulling your weight.
Gotcha.
And plus, it encourages that open and constructive feedback
Yeah.
so that you can address those imbalances
Yeah.
before they become like a major issue.
It's like they're building accountability
Exactly.
right into the
Yeah.
foundation of their teamwork.
Yes.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's all about those expectations and those processes
Yeah.
for communication and accountability right up front.
And then there's that final section,
Yes, commitment.
grand finale. The grand finale. What does that entail?
So this is where the team formally pledges
Okay.
to uphold their team alliance. They literally sign the canvas
oh, wow.
as a symbol of their commitment.
I like that.
And then they display it prominently oh, in their workspace.
Yeah.
So it's a constant reminder.
It's like their team constitution.
Yes.
It's like a tangible representation
exactly.
of their values and their goals.
Yes.
So you've talked about the what,
yeah.
but I know you're itching to tell me about the why.
I am.
What's the educational theory
okay.
that makes this thing tick?
All right, let's get into it. So one of the key theories that's at play here is social interdependence theory.
Okay.
And you're familiar with the idea that, like, students are more likely to cooperate
yep.
when they see their individual success tied to the group's success.
Right, right.
So that's exactly what this canvas does.
So it's tapping into that
yes.
intrinsic motivation to succeed, but
exactly.
then channeling it towards that collective goal.
Yeah.
That word.
I like it.
It's pretty clever.
But we both know, even with like the best of intentions,
yeah.
conflict can still arise.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, how does this
yeah.
team alliance canvas help students kind of navigate those
right.
like choppy waters?
So the conflict resolution section
okay.
is all about that like preemptive planning.
Okay.
So it encourages teams to like establish those ground rules and those communication strategies before things get heated.
Okay.
So will they use a designated mediator?
Okay.
Will they take a break to cool down?
Right.
By addressing these things up front?
Yeah.
You're kind of creating that framework for that respectful disagreement.
Yeah, it's like giving them a toolkit.
Yes.
For resolving those conflicts constructively.
Exactly.
Rather than letting things escalate
oh,
into
yeah.
like, you know, a full-blown
exactly.
classroom drama.
Yeah.
As a CTE teacher, I'm always trying to, you know, equip my students with those essential communication skills and
yeah.
those problem-solving skills. Absolutely. And that's where the connection to
okay.
psychological safety comes in.
Oh, yeah.
You know how crucial it is for students to feel comfortable yeah. speaking up, sharing their ideas, taking risks without fear of judgment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Psychological safety is like the foundation.
Yes.
For creativity and innovation.
Exactly.
Especially in those like hands-on
mm.
project-based learning environments that we CTE teachers love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the Team Alliance Canvas
okay.
helps create that safe space
huh.
by establishing those clear expectations, those values, and those communication channels.
So they know what's expected of them.
Right.
They have a voice in creating those expectations.
Exactly.
And they've got that plan in place
yes.
for navigating those disagreements.
Yeah. It's like you're giving them the armor they need
yeah.
to venture into those challenging
yes.
collaborative spaces.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking about like those broader
yeah.
learning frameworks,
yeah.
you know, that we're always trying to align with.
Mm-hmm.
Does the Team Alliance Canvas connect to those as well?
It does. It aligns beautifully with several important frameworks.
Okay.
So let's take Kessel, for example.
Okay.
You know, those five core competencies.
Yes.
Self-awareness, social awareness, relationship skills.
Mm-hmm.
Self-management and responsible decision-making.
Yes.
The Team Alliance Canvas hits on every single one.
Whoa, it's like a Kessel powerhouse.
It is.
But how...
Okay, so think about the values identification process.
Okay.
Students are reflecting on their own beliefs and their priorities.
Yeah.
They're articulating what matters to them
huh.
in a team setting that's self-awareness in action.
Right, and when they're listening to their teammates' perspectives
yes.
and negotiating those shared values,
exactly.
they're building those social awareness muscles.
Yes.
It's like a subtle yet powerful way
it is.
To weave those social-emotional learning goals
right.
right into teamwork.
Exactly, and it doesn't stop there.
Okay.
It also aligns with P21's okay. emphasis on like critical thinking, communication, collaboration, and creativity.
Those are the good ones.
The essential 21st century skills
yeah.
that we CTE teachers are so passionate about.
It's like it was tailor-made for the P21 framework.
I know, right?
And I'm yeah. guessing it aligns with I standards as well.
It does.
Especially those related to communication, collaboration, digital citizenship.
You got it.
Yeah.
So the Team Alliance Canvas actually encourages
mm-hmm.
responsible and ethical digital behavior
right.
by having those teams establish those clear communication guidelines
right.
and those online etiquette protocols.
So whether they're working face-to-face
yes.
or in those virtual spaces,
exactly.
they're equipped with those
yeah.
skills and mindsets,
mm-hmm.
they need to be successful collaborators.
Totally.
I'm sold. But let's get real for a minute.
Okay.
How do students actually react to this?
Yeah.
Like, do they roll their eyes and see it as just another worksheet?
Right.
Or do they genuinely buy into
right.
the process?
That's a great question. And I think the student reflection question sheet,
okay,
included in the source material, can give us some insights.
Perfect. Let's tap into those student voices.
Okay.
What kind of questions are on that reflection sheet?
So one question asks students to identify a value or behavior that they feel most connected to and explain why.
Okay.
So this helps them like personalize those concepts and see how they relate to their own experiences.
I bet we'd hear some like amazing aha moments.
Oh, yeah.
As students are making those connections.
Absolutely.
What else is on that sheet?
Another question prompts them to reflect on how their team's conflict resolution plan might help them handle disagreements respectfully.
Right.
So this encourages them to think critically about those communication strategies and how they can apply them in real life situations.
It's like they're becoming conflict resolution ninjas.
Love it.
Equipped with the tools and the mindset. To de-escalate those tense moments and find those win-win solutions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there are questions about giving and receiving feedback.
Okay.
Holding themselves accountable to those team agreements.
Right.
All those essential aspects of effective collaboration.
So it sounds like that reflection sheet's not just an afterthought.
Yeah.
It's an integral part of the learning process.
Exactly.
Helping them internalize those concepts.
Yes.
And make those connections to their own behaviors and actions.
Absolutely.
But I'm curious about the big picture.
Yeah.
Based on what you've seen,
mm-hmm.
what kind of impact does this Team Alliance canvas have on the overall classroom culture?
So imagine walking into a classroom where students are genuinely excited to work together, where they support and encourage each other.
I love it.
And where they approach challenges with a collaborative spirit rather than a competitive one.
That's what we want.
That's the kind of transformation this canvas can spark.
So it's creating a culture of collaboration.
Yes.
A space where students feel safe to take risks, to share ideas.
Yes.
To learn and grow together.
Exactly.
That's powerful.
It is. And because you're specifically focused on CTE, PBL, and STEM education, this is especially relevant.
Okay.
Think about the skills that are in high demand in those fields.
Yeah.
Problem solving, communication, adaptability, and of course, collaboration.
Of course.
The Team Alliance Canvas directly fosters those skills.
It's like we're giving our students a head start in developing those essential 21st century skills.
Exactly.
Preparing them not just for a specific career, but for a lifetime of successful collaboration.
Absolutely.
No matter what path they choose.
Exactly. And the beauty of the canvas is that it's adaptable.
Okay.
You can tailor it to fit the specific needs of your CTE, PBL, or STEM projects.
Okay.
You can incorporate industry-specific values.
Right.
Emphasize those technical communication skills.
Uh-huh.
Or even use it to guide the development of like those innovative solutions.
Oh, I like
that. You're always pushing for.
It's like a Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
Of teamwork tools.
It is.
Ready to be deployed.
Absolutely.
In any CTE classroom.
Yeah.
But let's be real.
Okay.
Even the most amazing tools require like some skillful implementation.
Right.
What advice would you give to those CTE teachers out there who are eager to bring this Team Alliance canvas into their classrooms?
Yeah.
What are some key things to keep in mind?
I think the first thing is to really embrace that facilitator role.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just like handing them a worksheet and saying like, okay, go do this.
Right.
You're guiding them through a process of self-discovery and a collaborative agreement.
So it's like we're coaching them through the process of building their own side-performing team.
Yes.
Okay. So what are some specific strategies for that?
All right. So start by setting the stage.
You know, clearly explain the purpose and the benefits of this activity.
Yeah.
Connect it back to those real world skills you're emphasizing in CTE.
Right.
Then you really want to guide those values and behaviors discussions.
Okay.
Encourage specific observable actions.
You need an example.
Okay. So like respect.
Yeah.
Might translate to listen without interrupting or communication.
Yeah.
Might become respond to team messages within 24 hours.
So it's making those abstract concepts tangible, something they can actually put into practice.
Yes.
Okay, and what about that conflict resolution section?
Okay.
Any tips for navigating that?
Yeah, you really want to normalize conflict.
Okay.
Let them know it's okay to disagree as long as it's done respectfully.
Right.
So brainstorm strategies together, like taking breaks, active listening, using I statements.
Right.
You're giving them the tools. to handle those disagreements constructively.
It's like a crash course in conflict management.
It is.
Which is something they can use not just in the classroom.
Right.
But, you know.
In their future careers.
In their careers and their personal lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's such a valuable skill.
It is.
Okay, what about the feedback and accountability section?
Okay.
That can be a tough one.
It can.
Just tell. But
emphasize that feedback is a gift.
Okay.
It's a way to help each other grow.
Yeah.
Encourage them to focus on those specific behaviors,
okay.
not personal judgments.
Right.
So like, I noticed
yeah.
is much more helpful than like,
right.
you're not.
Right, exactly.
And then when it comes to accountability,
mm-hmm.
it's not about punishment.
Okay.
It's about that shared responsibility
yeah.
for reaching those team goals.
So we're creating this culture of support.
Yes.
And continuous improvement.
Exactly.
Where feedback is seen as a valuable tool mm-hmm. for growth.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Okay. And then yep. finally, that commitment section. Okay. The grand finale.
The grand finale.
It's more than just signing their names, right?
It is. It's about making that pledge visible.
Yeah.
Displaying it as a reminder
oh, okay.
of their commitment to those values and behaviors.
Gotcha.
But the real work comes
yeah.
after the canvas is created.
Right. It's got to be ongoing.
It's about consistently reinforcing those agreements.
Yeah.
Checking in with those teams, providing coaching, creating those opportunities for reflection.
So it's not a one and done activity.
No.
It's an ongoing process.
It is.
Of really embedding those collaborative practices
exactly.
into the culture of the classroom.
Yes. And remember, just like your students are learning, you're learning too.
That's a good point.
Embrace that agile mindset.
Go ahead.
Experiment, iterate, get feedback.
Yeah.
And refine your approach.
It's like we're all on this continuous improvement journey together.
We are.
Constantly striving to create those optimal learning experiences.
Yes.
And speaking of journeys, yeah. I understand there are some additional resources that our listeners can tap into.
Yes.
To support their, you know,
their Team Alliance.
Team Alliance Canvas Adventures.
Yes, absolutely. So the Agile Classrooms website
okay.
is a goldmine
okay.
of information articles, case studies.
Wow.
They also offer workshops
nice.
And professional development opportunities.
Well, that's great.
For educators who want to dive deeper into those Agile principles.
I love it.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
It's a great way to connect with other educators who are passionate about collaborative learning.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm always eager to learn from others and kind of expand my toolkit. So.
Yeah.
I'm definitely adding that to my to-do list.
Awesome.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We unpacked the Team Alliance Canvas.
Yes.
We explored the theory behind it,
mm-hmm.
connected it to those broader learning frameworks.
Yeah.
And even delved into some practical strategies.
We did.
For implementation.
Yes.
It's been quite a deep dive.
It has to.
But before we wrap up,
okay.
is there one final thought you want to leave our listeners with?
Sure. You know, as CTE educators, you're already champions of those 21st century skills.
Oh, I try.
So I challenge you to think about how you can adapt this canvas
yeah.
to your unique teaching context.
Okay.
How can you tailor it to the specific needs of your students and your projects?
Uh-huh.
How can you leverage it to unlock even greater collaboration and engagement
yeah.
and ultimately success in those crucial real-world skills that you're so passionate about?
That's a great challenge.
Yeah.
I love it. It's an invitation to be creative.
Yes.
To experiment and to really make this tool our own.
Exactly.
So to all of our CTE, PBL, and STEM educators out there.
Yes.
We encourage you to dive into the Team Alliance Canvas.
Absolutely.
And discover its transformative power.
Yeah.
Watch as your students embrace collaboration, develop those essential skills, and ultimately become those empowered learners who are ready to take on the world.
That's what we want.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep learning.
Thanks for listening.